Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as thy word is read and proclaimed, help us to open our hearts and minds to hear what you would have us hear this day. Amen. Our first scripture lesson comes to us today from Psalm 90, verses 13 through 17. So please listen to and for the word of God. Relent, Lord. How long is it? How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad in all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Our gospel lesson today comes to us from John 21, verses 1 through 19. Again, please listen to and for the word of God. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out, got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, have you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his cloak around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the full net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you're old now, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said to him to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So, if anyone ever needed a second chance, it was Peter, wasn't it? Center circle of Jesus' friends had every opportunity for spiritual success. Peter made the first powerful profession of faith. He called Jesus the Son of God, then denied him three times in one night. He promised that he would never forsake Christ. But when the going got tough, he ran. Peter, a man of broken promises, a man who failed. He wimped out when he should have stood strong. Later in the Bible, we see Peter boldly proclaiming Jesus as the Son of God. He's willing to go to jail for his faith, and he does. He has so much power with God that people just wanted to be touched by his shadow, believing that being in the presence of him, they could be healed. What turned Simon, a piece of jello, into Peter, a rock? Think about a time when you failed Jesus. Now, you're not really sure that you want to face Jesus. What will Jesus say to you? Is he going to throw you out? Take you and put you up on a shelf, never to be seen again? What will he do? What will you do? This morning, we're going to take a look at a conversation between Peter and Jesus that made the difference. When Peter denied Jesus, their eyes met, and then Jesus died. That was Peter's lasting impression, looking into Jesus' eyes. When Peter denied Jesus, their eyes met. Then after Jesus' death, it's over. But wait, now he's back. And when Peter and Jesus look at one another and see eye to eye again, what's Jesus going to say? "Peter, how could you? Peter, what were you thinking?" So today we're going to learn some lessons that Jesus wants us and Peter to learn when we deny him and turn him down. First talk in this series several weeks ago was from Luke chapter 5. It's explained how Jesus had called Peter to follow him. The similarities in that story and today's story are striking. Both conversations take place on the Sea of Galilee, where Peter was fishing. Both times, Peter couldn't catch a thing. Both times, Jesus told him to throw his net over onto the other side into the water again, and both times, there was a miraculous catch. Sometimes when you've failed, you'll find that Jesus comes to you and he will take you back to where it all began. Might sound strange, but to some of you who know me well, I encounter Jesus on the golf course. I do. Some of you all may encounter Jesus on a lake, on a walk, variety of different places. But I encounter Jesus on the golf course, and I talk and I listen, and Jesus comes to me. Here, Jesus is going to offer Peter another starting point, a second chance, if you will, to make things right. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he had stripped to work to catch the fish, and threw himself into the water. It may sound strange to us for him to put on his clothes to swim to shore, but in those days, you wouldn't want to greet a rabbi in your underwear, especially one who has risen from the dead, Jesus Christ. But do you sense Peter's excitement? Of course you do. Jesus was thrown up. Jesus has shown up unexpectedly. And just last week, we learned something more about Jesus. The Lord keeps close watch on those and the whole world to give strength to those whose hearts are loyal to him. Here's the point. When you fail Jesus, you can expect him to show up unexpectedly. You might sense his presence in your backyard when you're raking leaves, or in the kitchen when you're doing dishes, or at your office, or in your bedroom. Jesus is coming to you even when you have failed him. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock, Jesus says. If you hear my voice and open that door, I will come in. You did not choose me, I choose you. If Peter thought Jesus has written me off and doesn't really want a relationship with me anymore, then this meal that Jesus had prepared there on the shore blew up that theory. Jesus has started a fire, and he's already caught some fish. He's prepared this food, this meal. He's serving it. Peter has denied Jesus when it counted. Yet, the risen Christ shows up and provides breakfast for Peter. He invited him to sit down and eat. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, notice the name change here. Jesus doesn't refer to Peter as Peter. He refers to him as Simon. A rock is dependable, and Peter had been anything but dependable. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? More than what? More than these fish? No. This is a reference to Peter's boast when he said that any and every other disciple, if they ran, Peter would never run. Peter had been filled with self-sufficiency. Jesus was asking, Simon, are you still willing to invite that and make that claim? Do you still love me more than these? Jesus still loved Peter. That's why he came back for this meeting. He was still his friend, but that relationship was damaged. It was strained. We know that. And the damage to that relationship had to be dealt with. Jesus confronted Peter. He said, Simon, he said, so, Peter, I remember all of that stuff you said, how you would always stay by me, how you would never fall away, how you would be for me the rock. But look what you did. Do you still think that you love me more than all of these other guys? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. No comparisons, no boasting about how his level of commitment was so much better than all the other disciples. And he said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus is dealing with Peter. Three times, Peter denies Jesus. Three times, Peter is asked, do you love me? Those three questions reminded Peter of his three failures. No wonder he was grieved. Jesus confronts Peter's failures head on. No beating around the bush here. Now, sometimes the Greek language can be more exact language than the English language. That's why it's often hard to translate these passages of the Bible. And this is a good example. In these verses, there are two Greek words for our English word love. The first is agape, an unconditional, self-sacrificing love. It means a complete devotion to someone. The second is phileo, an affectionate kind of love. Philadelphia, for example, is known as the city of brotherly love. Some have compared it to our word like. With that in mind, let's look more closely at this passage. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him, shepherd my sheep. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. Just in case, Peter wondered, can I ever be trusted again to serve Jesus? Jesus calls Peter to ministry. Peter, the failure. Peter, the one with his foot in his mouth. Peter, the coward. Three denials. Three commands. Jesus lets Peter know that he was still valuable to the cause. He was still useful. Peter had a purpose. In fact, Peter would still be a great leader. Jesus said, I don't want you to miss this, Peter. I have a job for you to do. There is work for all of us to do for his glory, for the glory of Jesus Christ. There is no failure in your life, your past, your present, or your future that puts you beyond the scope of usefulness in the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Find your ministry and fulfill it. God says to those who are flawed and those who have failed. So, keeping watch over yourselves and watch over all my flock, which the Holy Spirit has placed in your care. Be shepherds of the church of God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemies, and that's a hard one to do. Yet, that's what Jesus commands us to do in his service. Amen.